بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. الحق من ربك فلا تكن من الممترين. فمن حاجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالوا ندع أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
On the 24th of this month, the month of Dhul Hijjah, which is like yesterday, there is an event, an important event and a defining moment and a turning point in the history of Islam, and that is the day of Mubahala or Eid al-Mubahala. Mubahala is when two groups have disagreement over something and they cannot reach settlement, then they come and they invoke Allah's curse on the party who is a liar, who is telling lies. In English they call it malediction. المباهلة أو الملاعنة. ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين. When both parties insist that they are right and the other is wrong, then they have to reach a solution. The solution here is, let's then ask Allah to see who's right and who's wrong, and ask him to send his curse and his punishment on the party who lies. And this happened during the time of the Prophet. For the very first time in the history of Islam and Christianity, the Muslim leader, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, received a delegation. The cardinal, the pontiff of Najran. Najran today is in southern Saudi Arabia, an area which usually belonged to Yemen and it was occupied by Saudi Arabia. And now there are fightings in that area. Alhamdulillah, in every corner, Muslims are good at fighting each other. So there are fightings now and killings in Najran and a bloodshed. So at that time, this was a Christian area. And the Christians, they lived all over the Arabian Peninsula before Islam. Christians and Jews too. So they heard of the Prophet and his new message. So they traveled to find out about this new religion. Apparently, the pontiff or the cardinal was an open-minded priest. So they traveled to Medina and the Prophet received them, and historians say he opened his mosque for them to do their rituals and their prayers. And they stayed for 3 days. And they asked the Prophet about his religion and his Lord, and what does he think about Jesus, peace be upon him. And the Prophet said to them, Jesus is not the Son of God, he's the Messenger of God. He's a messenger like me, came 600 years before me, carrying the same message of monotheism and tawheed, inviting people to worship God, not to worship a human being. But they insisted on the divinity and the deification, ta'lih, deification of Jesus, that he is the Lord. And what you are telling us is unacceptable to us. Here, when they did not get convinced after 3 days of dialogue, and by the way, this is the first time in Islam Muslims and Christians are meeting and dialoguing with each other, speaking to each other. Then Allah says to the Prophet, I'll give you the solution. Tell them, invite them to do mubahala. Inna mathala Isa, verily, say to them, Ya Rasulullah, that the likeness of Jesus, the similitude of Jesus in Islam, is like Adam. Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. You are saying that Jesus does not have a father? Adam did not have a father and mother, both. But he was created by God. He was not the son of God. That does not mean if he does not have a biological father, he becomes the son of God. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمٍ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah wants to do something, it's easy for him. He can create people without father, without mother, without both parents. Min turab, from dust. And then he said to him, be. And he was made immediately. Al-haqqu min rabbik. The truth comes from your Lord. Fala takun min al-mumtarin. O Muhammad, do not waste more time in argument, in fruitless argument. Fala takun min al-mumtarin. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ. After showing them the evidence, concrete evidence about Jesus, if they continue to argue with you, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ, in Jesus. بَعْدَمَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. After they receive the concrete evidence about Jesus, فَقُلْ. Here, invite them. فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِ. If you don't accept what I'm telling you, you believe in Lord, you believe in His power, you believe in His authority, you believe in His existence, let's go to Lord and make Him the judge and see who's telling right, who's telling the truth and who's telling lies. So they said, okay, Ya Muhammad, yes, we agree with your suggestion. Let's do mubahala. Following day, early morning, outside the city of Medina, both parties would gather for mubahala, malediction. The Prophet said yes. The following. Following day, the cardinal with his group, they went earlier to the place of mubahala. They reached the place first. Before they reached the place, the cardinal, who was a wise person and open-minded, and he really wanted to know the truth. His point was to discover the truth. He said to his party, إن جاءنا محمدٌ بزوجاته. If Muhammad brings his wives, then we will go ahead with this confrontation. But if Muhammad brings his immediate family, his grandchildren and his daughter, then we would not do mubahala, because this means he's serious. And he would not risk, a man who's serious would not risk to lose his immediate family. Wives at that time were replaceable, alhamdulillah. Husbands and wives are easy, you know, you can replace them. But children, you really cannot replace. Grandchildren, they are precious. People that you love, your daughter, your son, it's hard to replace. It's not easy. So he said, this is how we realize whether Muhammad is serious or not. While he was telling his party this, these instructions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged. Rasulullah. Carrying in his arm a baby and holding the arm of another baby. Behind him, a lady just by herself. Behind the lady, a man. That was the entire Muslim party. Medina is full of Sahaba and companions, and the Prophet had several wives at that time. Only those people. فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ, our dearest ones. وَنِسَاءَنَا, among the Nisa, only one lady, Fatima al-Zahra. Not only the Prophet did not have other wives, he had other daughters too. Other daughters too. Fatima alayhi salam had sisters, but she was alone in this mubahala, alone. And behind her, one man, وَأَنفُسَنَا. أَنفُسَنَا means Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. The pointiff, the wise pointiff, he said, إِنِّي وَاللَّهَ أَرَى وُجُوهًا لَوْ سُئِلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْ يُزِيلَ بِهَا جَبَلًا لَأَزَالَهُ. I can see in front of me faces and personalities that if Allah has asked that for their sake, to remove a mountain, He would never hesitate to remove that mountain. فَلَا تُبَاهِلُوا. I am not ready for mubahil. With this group, I am not ready. فَلَا تُبَاهِلُوا. He backed away and he took his party and they retreated back to Najran. Few days later came the same cardinal with his priest. They came back to Medina. They stood before the Prophet. They said, نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. وَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. The selection has been made by Allah. The selection of this group was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show that those people are super special, not just special. Those people are super special, and to pay attention, so people pay attention to their not only exalted position, but their leadership position in the community. So that event took place like yesterday, on the 24th of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Mubahala. And also there were two more events in the Holy Quran. They took place at the end of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. One of them is Surah Al-Insan. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا. 18 verses, they praise Ahlul Bayt in Surah Al-Insan, chapter 76. عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ يُفَجِّرُونَهَا تَفْجِيرًا يُوفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ وَيَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا كَانَ شَرُّهُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامِ. Today, the 25th, just like today. This verse arrived today on the 25th of Dhul-Hijjah. For 3 days, the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Fatima al-Zahra, Hassan, Hussein, and their maid, Fidla, they fast. 3 days. At the time of iftar, someone knocks at the door and they take the whole 5 loaves of bread, nothing, no appetizers, no kebab, no this, no that. 5 loaves of bread, that's it. Yateeman, the first day, orphan, miskinan, destitute, wa yateeman, the second day, wa asira, prisoner of war in Medina. He was captured and he was released in Medina, but he has no means to go back home, the prisoner of war. They come at the time of sunset asking for food. They take all the food and they give it to them. Ala hubbihi, for the sake of God. Ala hubbihi. Don't we say to each other that I love you, I can do anything, anything you ask me, I will do for you? This is what they said to God. We do anything for you. Ala hubbi. We starve and we give our only food. Sometimes someone knocks at my door, I have extra food. Extra food. We give it to him. It's not a big deal because we have in the storage, in the fridge, we have food. But when this food is the only food and people are fasting, no meals before, no 3 meals, that's the only meal. And still they give it. Ala hubbihi miskinan wa yateeman wa asira innama nut'imukum liwajhi Allah la nuridu minkum jazara wala shukura. No return, we wait for this, neither an appreciation. Look at the ikhlas. This is ikhlas. When we do something good to people and they don't appreciate, we get offended. We say to people, at least say thank you, appreciate what I am doing for you. They are saying, neither return we are waiting, nor a word of thanks or appreciation. لا نريد منكم جزانا ولا شكورا. And then on the 24th of Dhul Hijjah, another verse in the Quran, chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 55. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. It took place on the 24th. Again, when the man came to the mosque asking for help, nobody helped him. Nobody cared about that man except one who was doing his nawafil inside the masjid. Who was doing his nawafil, he stretches his hand and the man takes his finger, his ring from his finger, and then he leaves and Jibreel descends upon the Prophet. The Prophet was outside the masjid before he enters the masjid. He knows about the story through Jibreel, not through Ali ibn Abi Talib. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. 60 مفسر exegist. In the history of Islam, they say this nazalat fi Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam indama tasaddaqa bi khatamih, when he gave his ring away as a charity, as a sadaqa to the one who was in need. So 3 occasions in these 2 days, 24th and 25th. On the 24th, 2 occasions of al-mubahala, inna mathala Isa inda Allah, and إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهِ, the khatam, the ring, giving the ring. Let me say something about giving the ring. When the ring was given to this and the ayah came, of course, and the Prophet comes to the masjid and he says, هَذَا جِبْرَئِيلُ يُخْبِرُونِي عَنِ اللَّهِ. This is Gabriel, he's telling me that Ali ibn Abi Talib gave his ring today. Ali ibn Abi Talib did not announce this. The Prophet was the one who announced it. So many became happy, they celebrated this. Few of them became jealous. I don't want to mention names. One of them, he says, after this event, when Ali gave his ring and he received this statement and declaration praising him in the Holy Quran, I tasaddaqtu 20 marra. I gave charity 20 times. Maybe God will send a verse. Maybe Allah will, celebrate this and mention it 20 times, not one time. But nothing came down. No verse came down. Because it's not the value of the ring. Maybe the value of the ring is nothing. It's small. But the value of the act, when the act comes from the heart, ikhlas, dedication, it gives the value to the ikhlas. That's the act. Allah celebrates the act, not because of its financial or monetary value. Allah says, I bring this verse to celebrate an act of ikhlas, earnestness, ikhlas, that comes from the heart. And people are not waiting for praise or comments or compliments. When it is given through ikhlas, it deserves to be eternalized. Generations, they come after that till the day of judgment, and they read this verse and they celebrate it in the Holy Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asri innal insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytih at-tayyibin at-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي المقصرة المذنبة بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. As we draw closer to the election season, presidential election in the United States, anti-Muslim sentiments and bigotry becomes louder and noisier. Today, some of you know and some of you may not know that today and tomorrow, October 9th and 10th, has been designated by some people in America as the Global Rally for Humanity. They are organizing anti-Muslim protests in front of many mosques throughout the nation, in almost all the 50 states in the United States in America, in front of Islamic centers and mosques to protest what they call the daily attack on the humanity by radical Islam. They are protesting the daily attack on the humanity by the radical Islam. I have 3 points to mention here, to comment on this event. Point number one, we should not be worried about this, neither be upset about it. Because this is a free country. In a country that is pluralistic and free, People have the freedom to express themselves. We should not be angry if someone does not like me. If someone wants to say your religion is bad, I should not be angry. This is a free country, and that person bears the responsibility of what he or she are saying. They bear the responsibility. And there is a bigger responsibility. Allah says, everything you say, everything you do, there are ramifications for it. There are results for it. مَا يَنْطِقُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. So this is free country. Let them protest. Let them say what they want to say. They represent themselves. كُلٌّ يُنْفِقُ مِمَّا عِنْدَهِ. What a beautiful Jesus said 2,000 years ago. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. One day he was passing, someone said something nice to him. 1 minute later, something assaulted him, verbally assaulted him. Some of his hawariyun, disciples, they said, what's happening, Ya Ruhallah? One of them is saying something sweet, the other one is attacking you. He said something very beautiful. He said, كُلٌّ يُنْفِقُ مِمَّا عِنْدَهِ. Everyone here is using his own assets, drawing on his background. This nice person, his background is nice and civilized and balanced. He's saying something good about us. The other one represents his family, his upbringing, his environment, the environment where he was raised. كُلٌّ يُنْفِقُ مِمَّا عِنْدَهِ. We Muslims, we have to be good because our book says we have to be good. We go back to this book. We go back to the mihrab, to the salat. Salatul Jumu'ah is supposed to make us good and speak good and do good. Others who spend their time drinking and dancing and eating lahmul khinzir, pork, or their muscles are grown on pork, of course you don't expect them to be muqaddas al-ardabili or to recite the Bible. So we should not be worried about that. This is point number one. Point number two, many of those protesting with their leaders who are behind them and encouraging them are seeking cheap attention. Many of them are attention seekers. Even a person like Ben Carson, when he says that I think it is unfitting for a Muslim to be in the White House, he's seeking, he knows what he's saying is not right. Because if there is, it is not befitting for a Muslim to be in the White House, definitely it would not be fitting for a black person to be in the White House too. So he knows what he's saying is wrong. But he seeks attention, cheap attention. He wants to get votes and attention from the media. Also when Donald Trump the other day, when someone asked him about Islam, and he said, we have that Islam is the reason for the trouble in this country, and we have to kick them out, he said, we would look into that. This is irresponsible. What did you see from the Muslims here? Muslims are law-abiding. Muslims are good citizens here, respecting this country, contributing into this country. So this is, unfortunately, they are fueling the fan of bigotry and racism and irresponsibility in this country. So they are seeking attention. They do not understand the real Islam. And some of them, they do understand the real Islam. But unfortunately, when someone is racist and bigot, nothing you can do about it. It's not about knowledge or education. Some of them are well educated. And they know who's who. They know who's right, who's wrong. They know that Islam is not a wild religion, is not a savage religion. Islam is based on peace, on bringing others, on unity, on love, on care. But unfortunately, some people are racist. They don't like you to be here. They don't like you to live on this land. The third point that I have, I tell the anti-Muslim rallies that if you want to protest, do not protest in front of mosques and Islamic centers. This is not the right place. The right place is to protest in front of the Pentagon, and the State Department and the White House and the Israeli Embassy and the Saudi Embassy, who created ISIS, who created the Takfiri ideology. It's not in the mosque. The mosque and people who go to the mosque are God-fearing, law-abiding, peaceful citizens. They are your neighbors, your co-workers, your friends. They are not guilty. They did not do something wrong. They do not condone terrorism. They do not condone killing. They are against that. We are the victims of terrorism. Go to the people who established radicalism. Go to the people who financed them, and they still financing them and helping them militarily and financially. Go to these countries, not to the Islamic centers. However, may Allah keep Islam, inshallah, strong and thriving. And believe me, this is one of the signs that Islam is moving forward. When you see some people protesting, it means that Islam is making strides, moving forward. Islam is successful in this country. Otherwise, if Islam was a dead religion, who would care to mention Islam? Nobody. Nobody would even mention the name Islam. But because Islam is, alhamdulillah, moving forward, attracting the minds, the hearts of those who are open-minded. And this is why there are some people who are sick, and this is the manifestation of their sickness. Tomorrow, inshallah, this week on Thursday, we begin the season of Ashura and Muharram with 10 or 11 nights of lectures. We invite you to attend these lectures. First lectures are going to be in English, and they will encompass a variety of subjects in Islam. It's about family, it's about children, it's about the youth, it's about citizenship, it's about our role in this country, it's about the integration of the Muslim to the American society, and many other subjects that we really should, you know, promote, and we should come here and listen to them, because we draw the power and the inspiration from Al-Imam Sayyid al-Shuhada, Al-Imam Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam. Muharram is not about just weeping and crying. It's not about that. Muharram is also about smiling, looking into the future, and being optimistic that we can build our communities, we can get rid of oppression, injustice, not only in America but elsewhere. Also, on Saturday, we're going to have Al-Jalsatul Arabiya, inshallah, tomorrow at 7 p.m. Adna Al-Jalsatul Arabiya, bi-idhnillah. And last but not least, we're going to begin the Islamic studies here, inshallah, beginning November 9th, the first day, at Ahlul Bayt Islamic Seminary of California. If you want more information about this seminary, go to the website AISOC.org. It's going to be 3 days, a week here, inshallah. On October 18th, there are some flyers. The Newport, Mesa, and Irvine Interfaith Council, where this masjid is part of that interfaith council. Newport Beach, Costa Mesa, and Irvine Interfaith Council. They are organizing a hunger walk. Hunger walk means that people gather to walk for about 4 or 5 kilometers in this beautiful area, Newport Beach, to raise awareness and money about the hungry people and the homeless people. And then they donate. Every year our masjid donate. I encourage you to donate $1 or $2 to this cause. Sister Iman Birmani, she's always, you know, representing our masjid, not only to give the money, but also if you are in town on that day, try to go and participate. It begins at the church here in Newport Beach at 1 p.m. You can find the flyers outside. And on behalf of your masjid, I will donate $100 bill as a sadaqa, just to encourage you on behalf of IECOC. But I also want you to give Sister Iman, who's sitting there, your money, inshallah, so we can participate with synagogues and churches and the interfaith community in, you know, giving some help, symbolic help, to the hungry and the homeless, not only in America, but they send 75% of the money outside America. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات، إنك مجيب الدعوات. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين، وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان، وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.